You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And on the coast, in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach, at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm. I'm DJ Action Slacks, and I'd like to whisk you away from the cares of the day. Flap those wings and let's fly. Escape to respected Ladyland.
There's joy in this land. There is hope in this land. There is happiness and peace and love bound. Oh yes, there is joy in this land. There is hope in this land. There is happiness and peace.
Once again, I'm DJ Action Slacks, and I'd like to welcome you to respected Ladyland, where we pay homage to the women of the golden age of the record industry. This episode is one from my Gone Girls series, and I'm calling it Girls Gone Gay! Featuring woman-identifying mid-century musicians who were queer. And I'm using queer as an umbrella term here. They lived their lives as best they could during an era in which most of society seemed to believe that queer people didn't deserve to experience joy or fulfillment in life. Ironically, these queer women you're about to hear spent their lives spreading joy. I started things off on a joyful note, in fact, with one of the most influential musicians of the 20th century, songwriter, guitar player, and vocalist, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, from 1961 in the song Joy in This Land. In the background is iconic jazz drummer Art Blakey, with his version of Norma Taneja's hit song, Walking My Cat Named Dog. Norma was a native Californian of Panamanian and Filipinx descent, an innovative musician who blended coffeehouse folk with soul, pop, blues, and a dash of jazz, and maybe even a little gospel, I think. She will kick off this episode with a song about searching for freedom, a common theme for songs performed by vintage queer musicians. Here's Norma from 1967.
Do as I please. We'll be right back.
singer, songwriter, and sister of Aretha Franklin. That was Carolyn Franklin from 1970. You're listening to Vintage Queer Voices on Respected Ladyland. I'm DJ Action Slacks. And here is Rosetta Tharpe's singing partner, Maureen Knight, from 1963.
I see young lovers walking hand in hand. They're all so happy in love's wonderland.
Always there.
Oh, anything.
You can face the unknown. You're not
estaría contigo, no me importa en qué forma, ni dónde, ni cómo, pero junto a ti, toda una vida, te estaría mimando. Te estaría cuidando como cuido mi vida, que la vivo por ti. No me cansaría de decirte siempre, pero siempre, siempre, que eres en mi vida ansiedad, angustia y desesperación. Toda una vida estaría contigo, no me importa en qué forma, ni dónde, ni cómo, pero junto a ti. Me cansaría de decirte siempre, pero siempre, siempre, que eres en mi vida ansiedad, angustia y desesperación. Toda una vida estaría contigo, no me importa en qué forma, ni dónde, ni cómo, pero junto a ti.
It's no accident that queer people have been responsible for some of the most significant creative works and expressions throughout history. We have been boxed out of the mainstream culture, and therefore have to think outside of the box, which keeps things interesting. The impassioned voice you just heard was that of Mexico-based, Costa Rican-born Chavela Vargas, who rejected traditional gender norms in appearance, as well as her lyrics, and in life. She's rumored to have been romantically involved with Frida Kahlo and Ava Gardner. Beyond that, she figuratively blew a lot of minds with her singular style, breaking down barriers for generations to come. I'm DJ Action Slacks, and you're listening to the Respected Ladyland Radio Project, a series celebrating the underappreciated contributions of women during the golden age of the record industry. And if you want to learn more about me, this radio show, my other music projects, my in-person dance parties, or if you want to send me a question or a message, you can visit my website at djactionslacks.com. I always love to hear from you. This is X-Ray. EFM. This episode is called Girls Gone Gay, featuring women musicians who were queer. In the background is Mongo Santamaria performing a song written by Laura Nero, song Stone Soul Picnic. I actually originally learned about Laura Nero due to her collaboration with LaBelle, featuring another queer woman, Nona Hendrix. Laura used to be one of those singer-songwriters who wasn't on a lot of people's radars unless you were in the know. That has changed in recent years. She certainly had an identifiable voice as a songwriter, and that's a unique thing. However, the record I'm about to play was not written by Laura Nero. It's a Goffin King song that once again taps into the queer desire to escape to a place where one can be free to be themselves, away from the danger of the bustling crowd, absent of judgment. Here is Laura Nero from 1970.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are much too much for me to take, I climb right up to the top of the stairs.
There was a boy, a very strange enchanted ball. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. My way, and while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
Over a cardboard tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. It's only a canvas sky sailing over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's just a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world that's as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. It's only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. It's only a canvas sky sailing over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's just a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world that's phony as it can be, but it wouldn't be make-believe, baby, if you believed in me. Yeah.
The Waters, from 1954, I think. It's kind of hard to know. Doing her version of Paper Moon. And Josephine Baker doing her version of Nature Boy. You just heard two icons of the 20th century and two early recording stars who were also movie stars. They were two of many other queer black women who were recording stars during the early days of the record industry. So often, it is black women who forge a new and interesting way that shapes this culture. In the background is an American 20th century standard introduced to the world by Ethel Waters in 1929. The song Am I Blue? This version is by the Applejacks. This is X-Ray FM. I'm DJ Action Slacks, and you're listening to the Respected Ladyland Radio Project. This episode is called Girls Gone Gay, featuring queer women, mid-century musicians. Both Ethel Waters and Josephine Baker launched their recording careers in the 1920s and continued to record for many decades to follow, well into the mid-century era covered by this program. The next voice you'll hear belongs to a woman who launched her recording career during the early 1920s as well, and she continued releasing records well into the 1980s. A 60-year recording career. That's one epic queer lady. Her name is Alberta Hunter, and here she is from 1961.
You can boast about your riches, your every wish someone's command. You can go around cheating people by some trickery or plan. You can tell lies on your neighbor and think no one will ever know. But just as sure as you are living, you got to reap just what you sow. You got to reap just what you sow. Yes, you got to reap just what you sow. On the mountain or in the valley, you got to reap just what you sow. Yes, you can inconvenience others to make things easy for yourself. You can steal some poor man's idea and accumulate great wealth. But here's one thing that will happen. It's been tried and proved before. All the wrong that you are doing, you got to reap just what you sow. You got to reap just what you sow. Yes, you got to reap just what you sow. On the mountain or in a valley, you got to reap just what you sow. Yes, you can take every advantage of a fellow man that's down. You can take somebody's heartstring, ooh, and drag it on the ground. I have other people just because you are having luck. Even double cross your best friend and then try to pass the buck. But there's one thing that will happen, makes no difference where you go. Just before your final curtain, you got to reap just what you sow. You got to reap just what you sow. Yes, you got to reap just what you sow. On a mountain and a valley, what you sow. Yes, you got to reap just what you sow. Oh, you got to reap just what you sow. Oh, on a mountain, oh, in a valley, you got to reap just what you sow.
Find a place in this world I'll never belong. I've gotta be me. I've gotta be me. What else can I be but what I am? I wanna live, not merely survive. And I won't give up this dream of life that keeps me alive. I've gotta be me. I've gotta be me. that faraway prize. A world of success is waiting for me if I heed the call. I'll settle down or settle for less, as long as there's half a chance that I can have it all. I'll go it alone, that's how it must be. I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me. I've gotta be me, I've gotta be me, daring to try, to do or to die. I've gotta be me. Oh, I'll go it alone, that's how it must be. For I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me. I've gotta be me, I've gotta be me, daring to try, to do or to die. I've gotta be me.
Riding high in April, shut down in May. But I know I'm going to change the tune, yes, yes. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life, and funny as it may seem, some people get back kicks just sopping on a dream.
Favorite anthems as performed by Big Maybell from 1966. You also heard jazz singer Chris Connor from 1969 with I've Gotta Be Me, a 1968 Broadway tune popularized by Sammy Davis Jr., which subsequently became an anthem for people identified as outsiders. People on the fringe. People like me. I'm DJ Action Slacks. And I gotta be me, because there's no way I can pass for somebody else. I've tried. We have one final set in this Girls Gone Gay episode, and before we get into it, I feel it's important to acknowledge how complex gender and sexual identity can be. If people featured on this episode had lived in our current era, perhaps they'd identify differently, or maybe they would have explored all of their options. I've wondered a few times in recent years if an episode focusing on LGBTQ musicians is even necessary in a period of greater representation and acceptance. But whenever I ask myself that question, I've always come back around to this answer. It's important to me. I grew up during a time when being called the slur, meaning a gay woman, was considered the worst insult in existence for a woman. Growing up, I saw zero representation of women publicly and proudly queer. Don't allow them to push us back into the closet. Speaking of which, in the background is an instrumental version of the song about forbidden love, Society's Child, popularized by singer-songwriter Janice Ian, who wrote the song when she was 14, bit of a prodigy. Her early career was damaged by an attempt to blacklist her in Hollywood, not only for her song about interracial love, but rumors of lesbianism. You'll be hearing Janice in this upcoming set, but first, another pioneer of pop music, who later came out as gay, Leslie Gore from 1964.
Sometimes, yes, sometimes, I wish I were a boy.
I've been standing by the jukebox, hoping he'd ask me to dance.
How I wish I could run to him and hug him.
Oh, he's dancing with another, and he's holding her so tight.
Wish I had nerve to cut right in and stop it, but a girl has to be polite. Oh, I'm a girl and it's wonderful. It fills my heart with joy.
And I think he caught my eye.
Here he comes, heading straight in my direction. There he goes, he's passing me by. Oh, I'm a girl and it's wonderful. It fills my heart with joy. But sometimes, yeah, sometimes, I wish I were a boy. Sometimes, yeah, sometimes, I wish I were a boy.
listening to X-Ray FM.
And don't go out in the street, little girl. And don't go out into town. Now you don't know who you'll meet, little girl. There are bad men around. Oh, your mother, she's in love with you. And she tells you you oughtn't go with guys. So go to bed at 10, let your mama tuck you in. And turn on your Mickey Mouse nightlight. Then you make it with your mind. Don't go out into town, little girl. Stay safe in your house, little girl. Your mother's wails and the inquirer's tales keep you. Girl, you know those men are all the same. Stay inside alone after dark, little girl. Boy wants just one thing. Don't talk about sex, you might get hexed. God will punish you for your dirty mind. Now there's no escaping, you'd enjoy your raping just to find out the facts of life. Mama says maybe maintain your pride. Don't go out into town, little girl. Stay safe in the house, little girl. Your mother's wails and the daily news tales keep you hiding and denying. Don't go into your mind, little girl. You know the windows, they're only made of glass. Don't let me catch you trying to pry, little girl. Mirrors of illusion tumble fast. Oh, you're too far gone for anyone. Now I'd like to help, but I can only sigh. You'd best maintain your mama's pride. You lost yours the time you obeyed when she said don't fraternize. No place to hide. Keep on hiding, denying.
Because the rain falls on everybody. whether you're in or out of doors.
Sunshine woke me up this morning. Oh, it came creeping round my door. I said, could this be a dawning of something less or something more?
Sunshine came today.
Way too far out of the closet to ever go back in at this point. That's okay. I'm good with that. Thank you for visiting me in respected Ladyland and checking out this Girls Gone Gay episode. Remember, if you ever need to take a musical break from misogyny, you can always visit the respected Ladyland archives in the radio show section of my website, djactionslacks.com. Oh, and by the way, you can also sign up for my email list there to keep up with my in-person events, dance parties, and such at djactionslacks.com. We're going home now with queer vocal stylist Carmen McRae doing her rendition of a 1960s pop music standard, which originated at Motown Records and made its way onto many a middle-of-the-road traditional pop vocal LP during the 1960s. I've always considered it a gay anthem. Whether or not that was intentional, it certainly is one when sung by a queer artist like Carmen McRae in 1967. So long, and I hope to see you soon in respected Ladyland.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me, and somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart. Someone warm like you would make my dream come true. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me. For once, I have something I know won't desert me.